with SBS Radio.
250 years ago, the first war declared in this country was against the first people. And I'm sorry, but that war hasn't ended on our people. As Aunty Di said, our people are being locked up, killed in prison, children taken away, our land and water completely destroyed. So it's not just genocide, it's ecocide of our environment, of our totems, of our song lines. It's almost a complete annihilation of our people. So to have Aboriginal people walking and talking and practicing culture and language and dance and song is a testament to our resistance and our survival. But we can't do it alone, just like Aunty Di has said. We need each and every one of you to walk with us now, because we're all in trouble. We are all in trouble. Our mother is crying for help. Our mother is our land. Our mother is our water. And she's been crying for help for a long time. And now you are all starting to see how angry she's getting. Aboriginal people have the solutions to heal our mother, and we want to share that. And this is one way that we can do it. It's coming together on our day of mourning and sharing some of the load that we carry with us every single day. That load of trauma, of anxiety. The week leading up to the 26th of January is the worst time. When I look around at my people leading up to this day, we are just so, we're just working in survival mode because we're so distraught. And at the same time, we're losing people. We've lost people this week. So we have to maintain our survival and our resistance and our strength to keep doing what we do. So this morning is about showing the rest of the country what we can do as a people, and that is to do the right thing and mourn the hundreds of thousands of Aboriginal people who died fighting for this country. Part of caring for our mother is to let her know that we're still here, and speaking language and doing ceremony is letting her know that we're here and we haven't gone anywhere yet. They haven't wiped us out yet. So we'll continue to have ceremony and speak language to keep her, give her some comfort that we're still here. And in saying that, I'd like to invite the Jiri Jiri dancers to come and let your mother know that we're here this morning. And while the Jiri Jiri dancers are coming up, can I please invite Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to come forward and prepare to read out the many massacres that our people have fallen from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.